From the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hands on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. So this summer, I had the opportunity to go on my fourth service trip to Guatemala with high school students from my home parish that I grew up in. One of the things we require the high school students to give up is their smartphones. Of course, they have to leave behind their family and friends, all the things they were used to having around. We invite them to spend time away from the world and encounter love of Christ in the orphanage in Guatemala. It's amazing the transformation some of the students have in the 10 days that we get to spend with the kids down there. The students who were very shy and quiet would open up and become active, playing with the kids down there. It's almost like their eyes become open to a new reality. Outside of themselves, they begin to notice and care for others and not just think about their own needs. Don't worry, I'm not up here asking for a second collection to start support a mission to Guatemala today. I know we all have our own way of caring for those who need our help. I know I have been told that this weekend we celebrate Grandparents' Day. If you have a hint of doing something nice for someone, feel free to reach out to your grandparents this weekend, or if they are not able to be reached by phone or a letter, maybe saying a prayer, remembering them, and that they may pray for us in return. In today's gospel, Jesus heals a deaf man and cures him of his speech impediment. A friend of mine asked, if Jesus is the Son of God and can heal a deaf man, why didn't he just rid the world of deafness? Wouldn't that have made things easier so that people will stop bothering Jesus to be healed? I don't think that was the point of the story St. Mark was trying to share with us in today's gospel. One of the interpretations of this passage is that Jesus took the deaf man aside from the crowd, that the crowd represented the world in material things. Jesus takes a deaf man away from the crowd and performs a ritual, praying to God the Father when he looks up to heaven, and out of compassion and pity, heals the man. Jesus wants to meet us in our infirmities. He wants a one-on-one interaction with us. He desires us to come to him with our weaknesses and impediments. That is what the high school students experienced in Guatemala. Encounter with Jesus in our weaknesses and difficulties. In doing so, Jesus guides us toward a new self that is transformed. Maybe not to the extent of being cured of deafness, but maybe of our shyness, of our insecurities, of our own self-image that may not be just good enough. But don't go buying a one-way ticket to Guatemala just yet, because encountering love of Jesus doesn't always require us to travel to the other side of the hemisphere. We have that opportunity to encounter Jesus and have the chance to be transformed every week. Here at Mass, we have the chance to receive the body and blood of Jesus, a very up close and personal encounter with Jesus, where we can gather together as a community and bring to Jesus our needs and our worries. that Jesus may be able to help us with our burdens in life. Deep down, we all have a thorn in our hearts, which impedes us from opening our hearts to Jesus. The transforming power that we can receive from the love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. In a few moments, Father will say the words of consecration, where we will be able to receive Jesus in the bread and the wine. As we approach the altar, let us think of one thing we can approach Jesus with that we can ask him to heal us of. That one thorn in our hearts that keeps us distant from becoming the true image that God has for us. A better self, a renewed love for ourselves and those around us, that we may be transformed like the deaf man in the gospel. Through an encounter with the living body and blood of Jesus, here and now.